DW.
In the shadow of a linden tree in a peaceful park in Vilnius, 44-year-old Ričardas Savukynas sits in the grass, bending over his laptop. He's on a defense mission. Ričardas works as a business consultant, but he's also a volunteer in a rapidly growing internet resistance movement. They call themselves the Lithuanian Elves because they fight pro-Russian trolls online, he explains with a smile.
Trolls are bad and they are from Russia, from Kremlin, and who fight trolls? Elves.
The Lithuanian Elves patrol social media entries to find and expose fake accounts and pro-Russian trolls, and they coordinate their campaign via Facebook and Skype.
We can do lots of fact-checking, we can search for different information sources, not only about Russia, but about all the things which are important for Lithuania.
While sitting in the grass, Ričardas reports a profile on Facebook, which has been spreading fake news and hate speech about Lithuanian politicians. He shares his disclosure on Facebook with fellow elves to alert them about yet another source of misinformation. The Elves started as a grassroots movement 3 years ago when Russia annexed Crimea in 2014. Ričardas Savukynas was part of the movement from the beginning, and many others have joined since then.
I would say that total amount of people who are involved in fact-checking, in fake account reporting, in information, real information spread, is around 5,000.
He and his fellow volunteers are concerned that the increasing pro-Russian propaganda, denying the rights of Baltic states to exist, could prepare the ground for a physical invasion. After all, in Ukraine, Russian propaganda justifying historic claims started more than a decade before the invasion of Crimea began. Ričardas Savukynas wants to protect his country.
I do something for my country, so it means I do something for myself. My own safety, for safety of my family and friends and other people around me.
At the Lithuanian Ministry of Defense in Vilnius, Sergeant Thomas Oponis from the military's Department of Strategic Communication explains that his team is monitoring the Russian information activities in Lithuania, both online and in TV broadcasts.
The most visible Russian activities in our area is definitely through Russian TV channels. We see that new internet news pages were open in order to message for our society. Also, we see how much newspapers in Russian language and how much radio programs we have. So this stuff we really can count. And here we see that we have more and more of these activities.
Over the last decade, the broadcast time of Russian TV on Lithuanian networks has more than doubled, from 79 hours weekly in 2007 to 198 hours this year. Sergeant Thomas Oponis explains that many of the stories broadcast from Russian TV or on social media question Lithuania's right to exist as an independent country and support claims of Lithuanian territories. For years, several Russian politicians like MP Vladimir Zhirinovsky have talked about a Russian invasion of the Baltic countries on Lithuanian TV networks, like this speech from 2013.
All Baltic states shall be occupied and then destroyed because there are rockets that can reach Moscow in 5 minutes.
Savukynas explains that the Russian propaganda often targets Lithuania's problems with immigration, a demographical crisis, the energy sector and income equality, and this way tries to mock Lithuania by stating that independence from Russia, as well as EU membership, only brought depopulation and economic instability. And since NATO decided on the deployment of troops in response to growing nervousness over the Kremlin's aggressive behavior, there have been an increase in fake news about NATO, Savukynas says.
Their hostile narrative is that NATO overall is a danger, that all bad things are coming from the NATO, and that NATO is trying to encircle Russia.
The Lithuanian authorities try to counter the pro-Russian propaganda, Thomas Savukynas explains.
We are trying to use our national laws in order to fight Russian disinformation campaign. And here we already have some success. We were able to punish some Russian TV channels of very clear disinformation event or very open propaganda cases. So we have more than 10 cases already in Lithuania. And we're gonna continue these activities.
And Saponis says every Lithuanian citizen should be able to distinguish between fake news and historic facts to be able to judge what's going on.
I think our citizens, they are part of informational environment from very young age. And our youngsters, they are living in social media and YouTube and in other platforms. So, but before acting in these areas, they have to receive training.
According to a recent survey in Lithuania, some 26% of Lithuanians agreed with the statement that life in the Soviet Union was better than in current Lithuania. The positive view of the Soviet past was strongest among elderly people, people with lower education, the Russian and Polish communities in Lithuania, and among those who experienced substantial loss of incomes after 1990. Also, the survey proved a direct relationship between a positive attitude towards the Soviet past and the exposure to the Russian media. In front of Vilnius Cathedral lies the magic stone. The small stone marks the human chain, which was formed in 1989 across the three Baltic states, demonstrating their desire for independence from the Soviet Union, which Lithuania gained in 1990. Looking out over the cathedral square, the 43-year-old mayor of Vilnius, Remigijus Simašius, explains that many older Lithuanians feel a nostalgia for the Soviet era and hence are easier targets for propaganda.
I speak English, it's okay, but you know, I speak Russian as well. And in my childhood, I saw like Russian cartoons and many of Russian culture, and part of it was like socialistic propaganda.
The mayor himself is also part of the resistance movement, the Lithuanian Elves. Many Lithuanians feel a need to do their bit to protect their country, he says.
10 or 15 years ago, it was a perception very, very widespread in Lithuania that, you know, we are now under NATO shield and we are safe and we don't have to care. Somehow we have to contribute to like overseas actions of NATO and that's it. Now the understanding is completely different, that we have to contribute ourselves, both as Lithuania, as a country, to the NATO joint forces, and as citizens to national defense forces. Defense in all means, in anti-propaganda defense and anti-cyber attack defense, and also as military protection.
For Deutsche Welle, I'm Anne-Sophie Hoffmann-Schröder in Vilnius, Lithuania.
DW